Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
The news in 20 minutes. Every 20 minutes. This is LBC News.
You know, I was telling you
this
about the...
is LBC
oh,
News.
My goodness, the machine's taking over. Let me just stop that. Just a second. Be quiet. Yeah, I was telling you about the Champions League and Manchester City, Villarreal, and the other fixture, Liverpool. So ignore all that. Apparently they messed up. Manchester were drawn against two people at once or something, or Villarreal. Anyway, they've messed it up completely, and they've just announced UEFA they're going to do it again at 2 o'clock today. The draw for the Champions League round of 16 will be remade at 2 o'clock. I'm not a sports historian, but I imagine that's probably the first time that's ever happened, from my recollection. But hey, what do I know? It's 8 minutes to the top of the hour now. Chris Golds will take you through the afternoon. I want to take you right now, though, to the United States of America. Simon Marks is joining us once again from Washington, D.C.
How does that UEFA thing work? Don't they pull, like, billiard balls out of a bag?
They do, but
do
apparently...
they still do that?
I wasn't seeing it in vision, but apparently there were two lots of Villarreal.
How extraordinary.
They did it. Somebody played Villarreal, and then somebody else was also going to play Villarreal, and they realised they got too many balls in the
drum. Too many billiard balls, that's what.
Or maybe it was slips of paper. Do you know, I wasn't seeing the video. But anyway,
fantastic.
That's a weird one, isn't it? Really
very
is.
Odd.
Simon, just tell us about the tornado, because it's grim, isn't it? I mean, we've seen the television pictures this side of the Atlantic, the clean-up they're having to deal with there, and the loss of life, too.
Yeah, it's absolutely stunning devastation. I mean, there is a bit of good news amid all the desperate gloom today, which is that the death toll appears now to be contained at around 90 or 100 people. Some of the worst case scenarios overnight appear to have dissipated. That candle factory in the town of Mayfield, Kentucky, where at one point there were fears that there could be as many as 70 or 80 people who had been killed as they sheltered in that factory that was sort of going hammer and tong ahead of the Christmas and New Year holidays. It turns out that the candle factory is suggesting that the death toll may have been 6 in that particular incident. They're still continuing to check and see whether there are other bodies within the wreckage, but they now believe that the vast majority of people were able to get to safety. 300 National Guard troops are being deployed in Kentucky to assist in rescue and recovery operations. President Biden said over the weekend that he'll provide whatever federal assistance he can. He's expected to visit the scene at some point during the week. He says he doesn't want to go too early as the rescue and recovery operations get underway. He doesn't want to get in the way of them. And I suppose the pictures tell the story. These were tornadoes that traveled more than 225 miles, cutting a huge swath of devastation through the Midwest. And the key thing to this, Martin, is this doesn't normally happen at this time of year. And that's why there's so much talk about this event and climate change going hand in hand. We normally see tornadoes in what is known as Tornado Alley. In the late summer, in the early autumn, we don't see them a couple of weeks before Christmas. And that, I think, is why alarm bells beyond the death toll, grim as it is, are really ringing here.
A bit of news just on the politics in the UK is that Sir Keir Starmer is doing an address, and it's going to be broadcast at 7 o'clock this evening. So stay with us for that. And from South Africa, which is where Omicron started, Cyril Ramaphosa, the South African president, has tested positive, and it is the Omicron strain. Now, look, we're, as you can hear in our coverage, Simon, wall-to-wall on the various arrangements and the new booster arrangements that the UK government's putting in place. What kind of reaction to the Omicron have you got in the USA just at the moment?
Well, absolutely none, really. President Biden, the last time he addressed this on Thursday, insisted that the United States is going to be okay. We're going to get through this. He is, as you know, urging everyone to get a booster. But there have been no new restrictions, no restrictions at all announced as we prepare for what is going to be a massive travel season that will unquestionably see Omicron spread all over the country. No plan B, no talk of any kind of extension to regulations. Indeed, if anything, we're seeing vaccine mandates being held up in the courts, and as a result of that, some companies at least temporarily abandoning them, including some hospital systems, according to the reporting of the Wall Street Journal this morning. So not only no panic, but thus far from the US government, no hint even of an understanding of where Britain and South Africa and other countries are with relation to Omicron. Let's see what this week brings.
Indeed so. Simon Marks, thank you very much indeed for joining us live from Washington, D.C., where Monday morning is just starting.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together, because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.